Hello, everyone. It's Deanna Bartolini, and I am going to be talking today about the readings for June 6th, which is the feast of the Solemnity of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ. And our readings for this week come from the book of Exodus, and then Hebrews, and then the Gospel is Mark's Gospel of Jesus celebrating the Feast of Passover, so the Last Supper. So what I want to talk about is, first of all, this feast was instituted a very long time ago, as in 1246, and it was instituted because people wanted to be reminded, and people needed to be reminded of the importance of the Eucharist. And so it was set in 1246 by Pope Urban IV. And the catalyst for this feast was actually a nun named Sister Juliana, who had a great love of the Eucharist, and she was an Augustinian nun. And she spoke to her bishop and then to other bishops, and eventually found herself in the presence of the bishop who would later become Pope Urban IV, and he remembered this feast, and he decided it would be a great feast to celebrate. And so that's how the feast started. I always find it interesting that so many of the feasts of our church, big ones and small ones, really originate with the people. The church is often thought of as being very top-down, but this is an example of it being very much in response to a person, and in this case, a sister's great love and adoration for the Eucharist and how Jesus revealed himself to her through the Eucharist. And so I'll drop a link where you can find out more about that in the post. What I want to focus on, though, today is the power of the Eucharist to transform us. And I'm going to look at this quote from Thomas Aquinas, and I will put that in the body of the post so you'll have it right in front of you, but just to listen so then it'll form the basis of our discussion. St. Thomas Aquinas says this about the Eucharist: spiritual food, which is, of course, communion, on the other hand, changes the person who eats it unto itself. Thus, the effect proper to this sacrament is the conversion of a man into Christ, so that he may no longer live, but Christ lives in him. Consequently, it has a double effect of restoring the spiritual strength he had lost by his sins and defects, and of increasing the strength of his virtues. Now, there's a lot in that quote, and I try to keep these brief, so we're not going to talk about everything. What we're going to talk about is this: the effect proper to this sacrament is the conversion of a man into Christ. The Eucharist is meant to be transformative. It is not meant for us to receive it in a ho-hum, here we go, let's line up at Mass to receive communion kind of way. If we allow the Eucharist to transform us, it will. And who doesn't need some transformation? Some of us maybe desire a small transformation, and some of us desire a big transformation. God knows the desires of your heart, and so does Jesus, of course, and the Holy Spirit. Do you know the desire of your heart? And so when we receive communion, I often think, Lord, let this communion transform me. Show me how you want me to be transformed, and let this communion transform me. And so that's the thing that I take when I receive the Eucharist as my prayer. That is my thought, that is my prayer, that I want to be transformed. I want to be like Christ, not in that I think I'm God. I do not think I am God. But as I said last week, to be like Christ in that true obedience and total offering up all of his will in service to the Father, in his suffering so well and with such love for us. Those are the things that I want to be like Christ about. That my life is a mirror of God's love for me, which then I show God's love to other people, right? That's the kind of transformation, excuse me, that I'm talking about. You know, not that I want to, become 5'10", which would be handy at times, but that's not what I'm talking about. It's that interior transformation that helps us to live more like Christ and to put ourselves in service in the world that we inhabit to those we need, for those we need. So that is the kind of transformation I'm talking to. So as you receive communion this weekend, or anytime, but especially this weekend when we're celebrating the feast of the most holy body and blood of Christ, ask for that transformation. Before you go to Mass, think about what do you want transformed in yourself? And when you go to communion, ask for that transformation. Because if any one thing in our life can transform us more than any other thing, it is the reception of the Eucharist. So I pray that we all ask for that transformation, that we receive Jesus with great reverence and awe and understanding of what it is and all that it is able to do for us. So that's your challenge for this week, to ask for transformation, whatever it is you desire from God when you receive communion. Have a great week, everyone. God bless you.